Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Sammy Murtha shares what God has been doing in her life.
Today, I would like to share with you a little bit of what was happening in my prayer. So throughout prayer these past few weeks, I would say last month or so, God has been doing a lot of beautiful things in my life, creating a lot of change and a lot of new exciting paths. And kind of for the first time, it feels like in a long time, I'd been waiting for an answer or a direction to go, and he's kind of presented that answer. So there's all this excitement in my prayer of, Lord, I will give you everything. I'll follow you. I love you. And I've had a lot of peace. And I went on retreat last week, and I just had this peace and joy as I prepared to follow where the Lord wanted me to go. But today, I found myself anxious and kind of restless, not because I was afraid about where I would go next or where the Lord would call me, but because I wanted the thing now. I wanted to be where I was supposed to immediately, and I wanted to have an answer. But right now I'm a junior in college, at the University of South Dakota. And that isn't the answer right now. The answer is that I'm still in school. And I'm still taking my classes, and I just got back from spring break, and I have to dive into projects, and I go back to my jobs and live my daily life and do my chores and different things and get my things done. And I found myself just realizing how frustrated I was with that. So I sat down to pray my exam this evening, and I realized that I kind of said, Lord, I just am waiting for the next thing and not really even thinking about what's happening in this moment. And I started to kind of think of what would, you know, if I were to speak to my spiritual director in this moment, what would they say? And the thing that I thought of was, what you have right now is an immense amount of time to prepare. You know, small things of where you're supposed to go, and now you get to prepare and receive and pray for what will take place in the future. And I think that fits uniquely into my situation now, but also fits into probably every situation I've ever been in, every situation anyone's been in. I think we have this culture of like always waiting for Friday, always waiting for the weekend. My boss said the other day, I work at a coffee shop, so everyone loves coming to a coffee shop, right, to get their coffee in the morning. And my boss and I always talk about how everyone's just waiting until Friday, every week. Wait until Friday. Oh, thank goodness it's Friday. And we just laugh because every week goes by and goes by, and she says they just keep getting faster, but you got to learn to enjoy a Monday too. And like, that's honestly, that's where my spiritual life feels a little bit right now. I feel like I'm on a Monday and I'm waiting for Friday. But what a gift our Monday is. You know, what a gift this time is to wait and prepare for the thing that we want to receive. And so that was my prayer with the Lord, is that being patient is just as much an importance as the fruit of what is to come. It's kind of like that lame expression of like, it's the journey, not the destination, right? But more than that, it's a reality of entering into the Lord in the present moment and saying, Lord, I know that you're here. I know that you're alive in this moment. And I want to drink from this moment. I want to live fully in this moment. And I think that is what makes the spiritual life so beautiful and so good, is that the ordinariness of waiting can be delightful and beautiful, and the suffering of waiting can be made delightful and beautiful through Christ. Please join me in prayer. Lord, I ask you to give me a heart of patience. I ask that you teach me to love these moments of quiet, these moments of waiting. Teach me to prepare myself for all of you, to receive you completely in this moment, and let us know that today is the day that you are moving in us and giving to us, and all of it comes together in your divine plan. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.